This is Plant-Based Briefing, Taking Down Dairy is Key to Planetary Health, by Silas Rao at climatehealers.org. And I'm Marian Erickson, host of this plant-based podcast, where I curate, get permission, and narrate a variety of articles on healthy, compassionate, and sustainable living in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And I want to say thank you to you listeners. I am so grateful that you stepped up and rated the podcast and gave me some great reviews. I'll share some of those with you now. I so appreciate it. One is a 5-star review and says, "Awesome podcast, too much info on the internet." So I like how she uses authoritative sources with permission and shares actionable info. That's from NYC Hip Hop 2021 in the United States. Thank you so much. And another 5-star review, "Life-changing podcast. I converted to a vegan diet over the pandemic. It started with quitting sugar after reading a New York Times article about how sugar contributes to depression, among other ailments, and realizing how much better I felt. My skin looked better too. Then I discovered a whole food plant-based lifestyle thanks to podcasts nutritionfacts.org, The Exam Room, and this one. Thank you for your work by sharing such helpful info. I'm into health and appreciate your ethical perspective." That's from Tammy Lynn Shell in the United States. Thank you so very much. And a 5-star review titled, "So Informative. I love the short format. Stay informed without a big time commitment." From Elkin WNY in the United States. Thank you. And one more 5-star review titled, "Love it. Well-intentioned topics and lovely conversational tone. One of my fave plant-based podcasts." From Herndon Mummy in the United States. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Thank you all, and let's get to today's episode. With Earth Day being next Monday, April 22nd, this week's articles and blogs are going to be focused on planetary health, climate change, etc. And today's episode is from Climate Healers. I'm thrilled to have permission to share their content. So now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Taking Down Dairy is Key to Planetary Health, by Dr. Silas Rao at climatehealers.org. The blog starts with a quote, "Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going." Jim Ryan. Have you noticed that of all the sectors in the animal agriculture industry, it is the dairy sector that is the darling of all governments? The dairy sector is propped up by subsidies, even when it is clearly failing in capitalist economies. Governments actively promote dairy consumption in schools, even to children who are known to be lactose intolerant, or rather, lactose normal, even in countries that are known to be majority lactose intolerant, or rather, lactose normal. That's like forcing kids who are allergic to peanuts to consume peanuts. But why would we do that? What makes dairy so special? The dairy sector is marketing the lactation secretions of a mammal mother that is 5 times our size. Her milk is intended to grow her baby calf into a great big cow in 18 months. Humans don't need to grow that fast. Indeed, human babies reach their adult size in 18 years, not 18 months. Is it any wonder that the consumption of dairy causes inflammation and various types of cancer in humans? Dairy milk contains the protein casein, which the eminent scientist and professor of nutritional biochemistry, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, has labeled the most relevant chemical carcinogen ever identified. Dairy milk contains cholesterol and saturated fats that are known to cause plaque buildup in our blood vessels, leading to heart disease. The saturated fats also gum up our muscle cells, leading to insulin resistance and diabetes. Dairy milk contains zero fiber, an essential macronutrient for human well-being. Fiber deficiency is associated with diabetes, heart disease, constipation, hemorrhoids, bowel cancer, breast cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, and obesity. Dairy milk contains concentrated doses of fat-soluble environmental toxins, such as dioxins and pesticides, due to bioaccumulation. Dairy milk contains somatic cells, which in a cow with mastitis will most likely be pus cells. At any given time, nearly 1/3 of the cows in the dairy sector suffer from mastitis on average. The dairy sector can sell milk that contains up to 400 million pus cells in a liter of milk. Therefore, you can expect that every single liter of milk contains tens of millions of pus cells, since milk from a lot of cows gets mixed up before it's sold. By any stretch of the imagination, that is yuck. Given all these harmful characteristics of dairy, why are our governments so hell-bent on making us consume it? Well, because when people consume dairy products, they are paying for the upkeep of the mother cow on a daily basis, which makes beef and leather cheap when she is slaughtered after her dairy usefulness. Without the dairy sector, fast food hamburgers would cost as much as steaks, and leather shoes would cost as much as alligator shoes. Without the dairy sector, India would not be the diabetes capital of the world, and America would not be a cash cow for the pharmaceutical industry. There are trillions of dollars at stake, which is why governments are complicit in the industry's gaslighting to make people believe that dairy milk is the perfect food for humans. Please help us shine the light on this blatant lie that is killing millions of people and hundreds of millions of mother cows on an annual basis. This dairy genocide is the linchpin of the global industrial civilization, and taking it down is key to dissolving this motherhood-exploiting colonial enterprise and regaining our planetary health. You just listened to Taking Down Dairy is Key to Planetary Health by Dr. Silas Rao at climatehealers.org. And I'm Marian Erickson, your host, and I've done a ton of other episodes about dairy and the environment. I'll link some of them in the show notes, including 275 and 276, The Switch for Good Theory of Change, and there they explain why they believe dairy is a catalyst to open the doors for the plant-based movement overall. Episode 22, Dairy and the Environment, FAQ, from switchforgood.org. Episode 120, 8 Things You Don't Know About Dairy, by Dr. Darshan Shah at Switch for Good. 229, Cheese, A Brief History and the Origins of Why Americans Can't Get Enough, from Switch for Good. And 307, The Twisted History of Milk in America, also from Switch for Good. Those share some other great reasons and explanations about why the government is so hell-bent on supporting dairy. And then a few others. 511, Which Non-Dairy Milk is Best for the Environment? From Forks Over Knives. 592, Dairy Cows Are Suffering from the Very Climate Crisis Farming Helped Create? From Veg News. And 693, Changing Your Diet is Empowering for Planetary Health? From Switch for Good. There are many others, but I'll stop here. You can also search, just put environment or climate wherever you listen, and a ton of environmental ones come up, and they almost all, or many of them, touch on dairy. So please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.